begin in verse 23. Paul says, "For I have received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he also took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink of this cup unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep." And that last word there, sleep, simply means dead. Many people are dead because of it, okay? We don't necessarily have to have a devotional time each time we partake of the Lord's Supper, but I think it's often helpful to say a few words and put it in perspective for each of us before we begin to pass out the bread and the fruit of the vine. Jesus and all of his disciples were actually, what they were doing that Paul is speaking of here, what they had done, and this is all found in Matthew chapter 26, the actual supper, but they were actually partaking of the Passover meal, which was a celebration, and remembrance of God having brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. Of course, that can be read about all of that in the book of Exodus. But when this Passover meal was that night, it was the same night that Jesus would be arrested and beaten and crucified. He's already the same night he's been betrayed, going to be betrayed. It all of a sudden it turned into the Last Supper, if you will, the Last Supper the Lord Jesus Christ would have before he was crucified, the Last Supper that his disciples would have with him before he was crucified. And so it resulted in the Last Supper and then the Lord's Supper for you and I, and that's what we call it. We do this periodically because the Bible commands it. Both verse 24 and 25 says this do. Says it in verse 24 and then in verse 25. It says this do as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. So that means it's commanded to do, okay? But it doesn't specify how often. Now, there are churches that do it quite frequently, and then there's churches that do it quarterly, and then there's, like ourselves and many Baptist churches, just it's not specified. So we only do it periodically in our case, we usually do it around Thanksgiving and then around Easter in our evening services. But we typically do it two times a year. Obviously, 2020 has been a very peculiar year. We weren't able to do this. I say weren't able. We chose not to do this either in the fall or in the spring of 2020, just simply because the whole COVID and the distancing and all of this stuff. But we're doing it now, and I'm glad. Folks, I know it's still, we're not out of the woods yet on the COVID completely, but I think we're far enough out of it. I felt like it was time. Let's have the Lord's Supper. And so I feel good about it. And one of the main purposes of the Lord's Supper is to put us in remembrance. Both 24, verse 24 and 25 say that as well. This do in remembrance of me. So by taking the symbolic bread, and it is symbolic, okay, and the symbolic wine or fruit of the vine. This is grape juice. It's not wine, which would be basically the equivalent of much of the wine they drank in the New Testament times. By taking that, we are reminding ourselves of several things. First of all, we're reminding ourselves, it should be a reminder to you and I about the sacrificial life and sacrificial death of the Lord Jesus Christ. We should be reminded of the price that the Lord Jesus Christ paid for you and I. We should be reminded that He is the only true means of salvation. There is no other. And we should be reminded that He did all of that for us. Verse 24 says this. It says, for you. He says, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Those are two fantastic words, I think, when you realize Jesus is saying specifically, what I am about to do is for you. And I'm glad He did. And it should be a source of reassurance to you and I, and it should also make us very thankful. As we got to the last verses of this text, Paul was talking pretty firmly with the Corinthians about the way some of them had been partaking of the Lord's Supper. They weren't taking it seriously, and Paul is reprimanding them and about coming to the table with the wrong attitude. You know, some were just coming to eat. And part of that lax approach is just an expression of ingratitude. Don't realize not being thankful, not being appreciative of what Jesus had done. And so I think, Paul doesn't totally clearly state that, but I believe that's had to have been a part of it, just the lack of gratitude these people were expressing. And so Paul would reprimand them. Of course, he would reprimand, the Word of God would reprimand us as well. If we don't appreciate what we're doing tonight and what it represents. And so it should be really, it's somewhat of a sobering experience when you remember what Jesus did, His shed blood and all. And so, and it also should beg for our appreciation. And so with that being said, also there's one more reminder that this should give us, and that is the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back. He says in verse 26, He says, for as oft as ye eat this bread and drink of this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till He come. And we need to allow this to remind us that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back. We often lose sight of that promise, friends. We tend to sometimes just serve the Lord with thoughts of seeing Him someday when we get to heaven. But the fact of the matter is, we could see Him tonight. We could see Him at any moment. It's the time is right. We don't know when it'll happen, but we need to be reminded that it will happen, okay? And so, with that, we're going to make the most of this opportunity in remembering these things. And one more thing before we get started. The Bible tells us in verse 27, He says, wherefore, whosoever shall eat and drink of this bread and drink of this, eat of this bread and drink of this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Next verse, He says, but let a man examine himself, and let him then eat and of the bread and drink of that cup. What Paul's saying there is, hey, take just a few moments and think about what you're doing. You don't want to do this unworthily. You want to do it in the right manner. Now, let me just state that there are new Christians here that maybe doesn't understand exactly what this is all about. If you have children with you that are not saved, they've not yet come to the Lord Jesus Christ yet, you don't allow them to partake. You explain to them later what's going on, and that someday they will be a part of this with us. But until they've come to that age and been saved and baptized, they shouldn't. The other side of that is for anybody that is saved and baptized, that their life, you know, we're in rebellion towards God in some way, then we should not partake of the Lord's Supper. It talks about unworthily, not coming to the table. You know, we would be really disgracing, if you will, the what Jesus has done if we're in rebellion to Him and we just come to church and do this flippantly, okay? And so let's just take a few moments. We do this every time we have the supper. Paul says, examine yourself. No better way to examine yourself than take a few moments of prayer. And you can pray at the altar if you'd like, or pray right where you are. We'll pray silently, and then when that's done, I will close us in prayer, and then we'll serve the supper.